A huge thank you to Ahrefs for sponsoring the full second season of Work in SEO podcast. Ahrefs is an all-in-one SEO toolset with free and reliable learning materials. Junior marketer, SEO expert, you'll find Ahrefs toolsets powerful yet easy to master. As a beginner, you can learn how to perform many SEO tasks thanks to Ahrefs YouTube videos, beginner's guides, and blog. By the way, do you know that Ahrefs is hiring? Do check their open positions on ahrefs.com/jobs. Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Work in SEO podcast. I am Isalyn Mühlhauser, founder of Work in SEO job board and podcast. Today's episode is about working as an SEO consultant in Latin America. Our guest today is Christina Herensberger. Tina is an SEO consultant and founder of the SEO consultancy Consultina. But actually, she had a big, big surprise because she just changed her job a week ago to work in an agency based in San Francisco. So first of all, congrats for this amazing news.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Isalyn. I'm very happy to be here.
So welcome to the podcast. And how are you feeling? Are you ready to do this?
I'm very excited. This is actually my first podcast in English, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, but this is going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
So, and I decided that we'll keep discussing working as an SEO consultant in Latin America since you've had the experience anyway, and you have started like a week ago. So it's completely relevant to discuss this. And you are, of course, based in Latin America. So can you tell us a little more about you and what got you into SEO?
Yes, of course. So I'm based in Guadalajara, Mexico. I've been working in SEO for about 9 years now. I started at an e-commerce, which is actually part of Rocket Internet. So they had a lot of startups all around the world. And this is the first place where I heard about SEO. So I was very lucky that my boss back then, I shout out to Leo Coutinho. He was like, I have no time to do this. And actually it was conversion rate optimization and SEO. And he was like, can you talk to the team back in Berlin and you know, like take a look at this? And I instantly got, I talked about SEO all the time. And I read everything about it, you know, like all the beginner's guide, and I started working a lot with, you know, SEO is very much about, there's like the technical aspect and content and design. So I started to work closely with IT and learn a lot there in Dafiti and this company. And afterwards, I started working at UNICEF. I was at UNICEF for a couple of years. I did the fundraising strategy, the digital fundraising strategy here in Mexico. And then I decided to go independent because there's a lot of demand, as you know, everybody needs SEO, and Latin America is a region that is growing at a very fast pace. So I noticed that I can just do it by myself. So I've been working for 5 years, and now I started at this new agency that is called Graphite. This is a growth agency. So we work with very big clients there. I'm very excited. Clients such as Netflix, Robinhood, and Masterclass. And I'm just over the top of starting there. But yeah, I can tell you more about the Latin American in, work. Yeah, it's in Latin America.
What an interesting career path, like e-commerce and then fundraising and then consultants on your own for 5 years. That is a long time. And what it is about SEO that made you go, oh, I want to do this and not something else? What did you like about this industry?
Yeah, I think First of all, I get bored easily. So I think most of us know it's very exciting because Google, I don't know, there's a new algorithm and everything changes, or all of a sudden all your rankings drop. So you're constantly waiting for something to happen and or not waiting, but you have to be present and check what's going on. Also, what I love, and I always say that in digital, you can measure everything, no? You have the data, so you can see the results quickly, no? So it's very fun to see that it actually has really, really, it has a very big impact on business, on the sales, and it's just so fun to watch how it gives you results. Mm-hmm. Also, I love that this is what I was telling you, no? That you work with the design team and IT and this technical aspect also, no? You can be very creative. So I really enjoy doing SEO, yeah.
I heard that you must be very curious and open about new things and changes and also like collaboration because you like working with different team. And is there a specific type of challenge that you really like? Or like, what is your favorite type of project?
I really like working with e-commerces and the technical SEO. I've done a couple of migrations. That has been quite fun. I know it can be daunting. Not everybody likes to do a migration. It's scary because you have to be very careful of the changes you do, but I really enjoy that fun.
So e-commerce and migration, and the best is if it's a migration of an e-commerce website, right?
Yes. Yes, that's a challenge, gosh. I like.
It sounds like a nightmare.
No.
But a good challenge. And can you tell me what motivated you to start your own consultancy? Like, you mentioned that you realized that there were lots of companies who needed SEO, but were there other factors or criteria that made you go, hey, I'm strong enough, I want to go on my own?
Actually, I forgot to mention before that I founded a community of women. I'm going to talk about this later on. But as a woman in Latin America, it's tough. It's tough to really earn a lot of, be paid fairly, so to say. And there are a lot of challenges and discrimination. And to be honest, I mean, I'm very privileged. You know, I'm a white woman. I speak English. I have had this contact with the Anglo-Saxon culture. So I'm able to, you know, like learn about SEO, and because most of the content, as you know, is in English. And so this part, but what I love about SEO is that you can do it from everywhere around the world. No, so you can work remotely. So that's why I noticed, okay, I can have, you know, my own clients. I can charge. I mean, in Latin America, to be honest, the pay is not very good also for, I mean, I cannot charge as much because a lot of people maybe don't even know that SEO exists. So first of all, you have to explain what it is. And so that's the challenge. But I noticed that I can do that. I can have a couple of clients. I actually, during the pandemic, I worked with clients in other parts of the world. You know, I had clients in Dubai, in Berlin, in the US. So I worked with clients from abroad. And then, you know, if you get paid in US dollars, it's actually, there's a high opportunity for us to be paid fairly. I always wanted to, you know, be my own boss and not have anyone tell me, you know, like, oh, you have to be 9 to 5. And I really just wanted to try it, and it worked out. And actually, for me to now go back to an agency and have a boss, that was something that I never thought would happen. But this company, they really, the agency, they have flexible hours. So, and they also, for example, limitless vacations. You just have to, I mean, it's a focus on what, on your work, on your objectives, and keep ourselves motivated. And also something important that happened is that it, with all the adversities, you know, like in the companies I worked at or organizations I worked at before, I sort of had a, like a burnout, you know, like, so my mental health is very important for me and, well, mental, physical, emotional, everything. So I sort of had also the need to do my own thing. And that helped me to just also be able to take care of myself better and that. So I really enjoyed, yeah.
And you mentioned that companies didn't know really about SEO and you had to first teach them about what it is. Can you tell me more about how is the market for SEO in Mexico? Because I think that in the SEO industry, it's very often USA and UK focused. So I'm interested to know really how it is in your country and how different it is from what you've heard other people discuss who are maybe based in the USA or in the UK.
Oh, I love what you say about teaching, because it's actually, I love to teach SEO. I am a professor, so I don't know, I teach SEO. And also my main objective with all of my clients is to teach them why we do the certain changes, you know, not just tell them, oh yeah, the SEO has been done on your site and go ahead and move along. You know, like, it's not like that. I mean, you have to tell them what the impact of SEO, as you know, is very, I mean, of every change. So if someone, for example, in the IT team, if they change the structure of a site or the links or anything, can have a huge impact on the rankings. And so the companies, they need to know what the impact of their actions is on the SEO strategy. You know? And so I really, for me, it's really important to teach them. I do trainings. I do, you know, like how to generate their content, everything like that. And yeah, what we were saying, that there's not a lot of knowledge about SEO. Is, well, the level of SEO is much lower than in the US or UK or Europe. For example, I mean, I was at a very big organization, and I don't want to say names, but they, for example, agencies here sell that they have done the SEO, and you know that the SEO strategy is perfect, and you know, but the website, for example, wasn't even indexed, so they weren't even able to appear on Google, and they were paying a lot of money. This agency just told them, "Yeah, yeah, the strategy is on." You know, and it's very, very important that companies and organizations and everybody knows how to check analytics and how to check the rankings, not just manually. You know, so about that. And I want to tell you a little bit about Latinas and SEO. I want to take the opportunity here because I know you're part of Women in Tech SEO. For me, it's super dear to my heart. I want to thank Arish here. But if you're wondering, like, why did we create Latinas in SEO? No, this is a community that we are already 400 women. And you know, we...
Wow, congrats.
Yes, it's really exciting. And we started in March due to the fact, actually, that we found this, and well, most of us, all of us, I would say, have been surrounded by men. So I didn't know, I've been working in SEO for 9 years, and I didn't know another Latin woman, just one that I worked with briefly from Brazil, but I didn't know any other Mexican. So now, why did we create another community? No, if we, let's say we're sister communities, because there. So we, I when I talked to Arish, it was really important for me it's really important for me to stress out how different the situation is in Latin America. No, also what you were mentioning, you know, it's SEO has been very focused on the US, etc. And in Latin America, we're facing different struggles. No, there are a lot of reasons why we created this community. For example, the language barrier. And so we're creating content in Spanish and also in Portuguese. We always forget about Brazil, but Brazil is the biggest, or one of the biggest industries in this region, and it's growing so fast. No, so and we're starting to learning together at a more basic level, you know, because the level is not we don't and in English, you know, as is our foreign language, it's just so complicated. So I'm very, very proud of this community. It has given me the strength to actually be here with you. there's a lot I could tell you.
Well, first of all, congrats on your achievements, because it takes lots of time to foster a community. And I can relate to what you say to Women in Tech SEO community. Because in Switzerland, the market of SEO is completely different. And for many things, my daily life seems very different from what I read and what I hear about people in the US or UK. Can you tell me after what it was in March? So it's like, the biggest part of a year. Did you meet easily women working in SEO? So were they, did they exist, or were they hidden, or why didn't you see them?
Yeah, I love your question. Actually, yeah, I don't even know like why we didn't do this earlier. You know, I was part of Women in Tech SEO, no, and we're five founders, co-founders. It's also Rita and Flor from Argentina, Natalia from Puerto Rico, and Carla from Brazil, and myself. And we met, so Carla posted something on Women in Tech SEO, you know, like, where are the Latinas here? And I didn't actually see that, but I met Flor via also, and LinkedIn. I wrote her, and I just started to randomly add women that worked in SEO via LinkedIn, Latinas. And so we started just writing, and she was like, "Hey, I have this friend, and let's meet up and talk about this." And I'm very happy. So we met, we had a Zoom call, and Flor is very much like to take action. She was like, "You know what? Let's create the channel right now and let's do this." And so we started adding women and telling them to, if they wanted to be part of it. And it's amazing, the reaction and all the love that we're receiving and how we are supporting each other, no? So now we have this Slack community, but we also, so we meet online because, you know, we have webinars, we give each other feedback, we practice how to present, because our objective is also to be one day at international events and present. We don't have Latin speakers, many, so it's, we really want to be there. So now actually, thanks to Flor also, she created a way to register, like an intranet on the website. So we have videos there and we're preparing a course, and it's just amazing how we're interacting. And we're also meeting now in person. So a couple of weeks back, I met she's actually Andrea Ugalde. She was the first Latina that I met, it wasn't Mujeres, the first Mexican, sorry, that I met online, Tech SEO, in Mujeres en SEO, because there's also a community called Mujeres en SEO. And the thing is, with Mujeres en SEO, we work also, we support each other. And we are looking at what we can do next, like this upcoming year together. And we're building a huge sisterhood all around the world, no? But Mujeres en SEO is mostly Spanish women. So also the situation in Spain is very different to Latin America, no? But I met Andrea and she was in Guadalajara, and she was like, "Oh my God, I'm in Guadalajara. Let's meet up." And it was so special because, like, I think she's the first, that I've met in person from all of the Latinas and SEO. So it's no. Well, I met an Argentinian one that also lives here, Natalia, and Andrea was the first Mexican. And it's just scary to see, like, how did we not know each other? so beautiful now that we found each other, no? And we're not the only ones. A lot of them in Argentina, they're meeting up, and yeah. So it's fun to watch.
So you're providing resources in Spanish, and I expect two Brazilian people, they can understand Spanish, right? Or is it much different?
No, it's been a challenge because, of course, we want to have the accessibility for both, you know? And so what we, for example, we had a very special event at the beginning of December. It's called Index Salas. We're planning on having it again this year. And so what we did is we tried to have, you know, like people present in Spanish and in Portuguese. And so we had, you know, like, it was like four talks in Portuguese and the other ones were in Spanish. And so we tried to do that. And we also with the webinars. So we have had, we had in 2021, we had 12 webinars. Some of them are also in Portuguese. It's not easy. I mean, I thought I won't understand it, but because I've worked with people in Brazil, you know, a lot, but actually you have to be to concentrate a lot, and it's been hard. So what we're doing now is we're translating it so you can watch the recording afterwards.
Wow, that is an awesome work. Congrats.
And thank you.
So I think we have to say here that we are doing this interview in our third language, because I think you speak Spanish, German, and English is actually your third language, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. It's French, German, and then now English.
Next time we do the podcast in German. Yeah. Oh, we were
saying. And so what are you hoping to share and to achieve to the younger women who are starting today in SEO? What are you hoping to bring them and to share with them, with Latinas in SEO?
For me, actually, that is like what drives me, you know, like, thinking about the younger generations and other women in general, other Latinas. Because I didn't have a role model, you know, to be honest. And I want to be that they see us, that we are all, you know, like starting to, that more and more women from our community, more and more Latinas are being successful and thriving. And so that other younger women can see, oh, I can actually do technical SEO because most women here in Mexico are actually, yeah, it's, well, as you know, the region is very macho in Latin America. The society is very macho. So it is expected for women to actually stay at home and, you know, take care of children and not do anything. And it's okay. But I believe that SEO is it's okay to stay at home. It's not okay that it's expected to, you know, but you can do whatever you want to do. And what I think is that SEO can provide opportunities for women. It's a perfect job for a Latina because you can stay at home, you can watch your children if you have children, you can, you know, we actually have a Mamas en SEO group in our community, which is really great. So, and you don't have, for example, if you haven't finished school or if you cannot pay for a career at university, you can learn SEO, you know, you don't need so many resources. And we want to make this possible. And so, yeah, I think this is very important. Yeah.
I love it. I love your passion about it. And I love that you are driven to help others. And when I hear you, I'm convinced that it's going to be great. And so tell me, what is planned for Latinas in SEO for next year? Because we're doing this interview. It's December. We're finishing 2021. What do you have in mind for next year for your community?
Oh, no, you have no. My head I have so many ideas. And actually, also the community, we are all very participative, you know. So everybody has ideas. We're like, oh, let's do this and that. And for example, the event was so inspiring to us because we had, you know, like this open. So everybody could apply, every Latina from the community could apply to be a speaker. And so many applied that we even had to create like panels and you know, we are going to have like after events, after the main event, because so many women applied, you know. So it's a lie. We there are no women to talk, to be speakers, because we saw that we really want to speak. We want to be there. We're so excited to participate, and you know, so we are going to, of course, create have another Indexadas event for next year. This time we're going to prepare it more in advance, because this time in 2021 it was like 1.5 months time to organize it. It's a lot of work, you know. So we're going to have Indexadas. We have so many ideas. Actually, I also want to say, like, if somebody wants to sponsor, or to, you know, like, just have, if you are like an agency in Latin America and you want to have some tips on how to be more diverse, more inclusive in your workforce, we're going to also offer, you know, consultancy like this and teach about SEO. We want to go to universities. Here in universities, they don't even, as I've seen most of the, of course, you know that there's like no career, like a master in SEO or something like that. Also because it always changes, but we want more Latinas to know that SEO even exists. So we have a lot of ideas. One that is very, very important is, so last year we did a survey, because there's not much data, you know? So there's not much data about what is the gender, how many women work in SEO, et cetera, and what should we, like the salary. So a lot of discrepancies because, you know, men earn much more than women. And so we did a survey and we're going to launch it in 2022, and we're going to have another one. And we just want to collect a lot of data and show you. So I want to take the opportunity also to invite everybody to follow us on, you know, on social media, Latinas in SEO. We're going to publish it there, and we're, you know, like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then you can see all our information. Yeah.
Of course, I'll make sure to add both your links if people want to get in touch with you, and the links of the community, so people can reach out. And so I see that time is flying already. And to close this conversation, do you have a piece of advice or something you want to say to someone who is in Latin America, who's thinking about starting in SEO, but not really feeling it? So what would you say to this person?
Yes, I would say you can do it. You can learn technical SEO. You'll understand everything. Don't be afraid of the difficult words. Definitely the SEO has its own, you know, like language. And it can be very daunting and scary when you start learning about it. But I promise that it's not as complicated. Actually, it's very straightforward. So you can do it. You can do it. That's what I would say.
And of course, that person should join the community.
Yes, exactly. Actually, we have so much fun together. We really support each other. We can help you, actually, if you have any questions. You know, like anybody can just join and we'll. Any Latina, and we support each other. No, we can help you with the projects, or if you have struggles. No,
that's great. I'll make sure to share the message, of course. And it has been totally lovely to chat with you. I'm very impressed with your career path, with the different steps you have taken, and now working in a big agency, and all the energy you share with your fellow SEOs, organizing events and such. So congratulations on all of this. And I'm very excited I personally follow Latinas in SEO and on Twitter. So I'm very interested to see what's coming next. And I'll make sure to retweet, of course.
Oh, thank you so much, Isalina. It's been a pleasure to be here with you. So nice to virtually meet you. And actually, you know what, we want to create the content also to translate we're seeing how we can like simultaneously translate in English all of our, like the next event and our content, so that you can also benefit from our content, now that we can reach further with what we create with our work. So
that's
I'll let you know. Yeah,
of course. And I'll keep in touch. So thanks a lot for being here for this interview. And thank you everyone for listening to us today. That was Tina, and she discussed working as an SEO in Latin America and the great, great community Latinas in SEO, which of course you find on Twitter. Give me the Twitter handle of the community, Tina.
Yes, of course. It's Latinas en SEO. The thing, it's instead of in, it's EN, you know? And SEO.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everyone. And you can also follow Work in SEO on Twitter. We are at Work in SEO. And in case you have any feedback or suggestion, just reach out to me or to the profile Work in SEO. I'm always happy to answer. And I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Thank you and bye.
Thank you.